Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
¡Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Okay, let's get into the sports mom, volleyball mom discussion again. So another tournament with my daughter, an hour and 20 minutes away. Woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. It started at 9, but she had to be there at 8. Got the coffee. Did not get a lawn chair. Had not invested in one yet. Didn't know that that was a constant. That's a universal thing that you just need to have a lawn chair with cup holders in it. I did not know that. I know that now because I walked into another gymnasium with wall-to-wall people, and it's like very cliquish. It is a tailgate. People have gotten there early. You are late. You're making a spectacle. You're 30 minutes early, meaning you're 30 minutes late because everybody's already wall-to-wall people. There was one little section that I thought that I could sit in because it was like no one was there, but it also felt like it might have been some like official section. Like I got in trouble last time because there was like an official section, and I don't know how they can designate that this is the section where like balls might come, because balls might come everywhere. But anyway, they like designate these weird sections. And last time I remember I moved a garbage can and stood in that section with Paul and was like, you can't make me move because I just took a seat of a garbage can. Like, you know what I mean? Like the garbage, I'm a garbage now. So I got away with that. And this time I was against the wall sitting, and I was fine because like my butt was against the wall and I thought like that's okay, I could do that for a while. And a dad came and said, hi, I'm Paige's dad. Shout out Paige's dad. If you want, you could take this chair. So I took the chair that had the little pockets in it, and then the woman next to me, I felt bad that she was still sitting on her ass, and I didn't know yet that she was a fan. And she said that the night before she was either watching me or thinking about me or listening to me. She was very sweet. Her daughter was on the opposing team. Another dynamic that now I realize, like the opposing team moms like are next to you and you're cheering for yours and they're cheering for theirs and you feel guilty. And like, that's a thing. Cause I had a mom on each side of me with two different kids that are not on my team. And then like, I felt bad because Bryn's team was winning. And sometimes when the team that's winning like is so far ahead of the other team, you want to start cheering for the other team. Like you want them to get a couple of points. Like it's hard for these kids, you know? So then another woman came during when Bryn says, can you watch me pepper mom? which I guess is like the practice part. And she loves saying it and they love all the lingo. So she wanted me to watch her pepper. She also told me that when I played volleyball this year, like at a hotel with her, it was embarrassing because I'm like really, I think it's just embarrassing the way I do it. Like it's not good. And it wasn't bad. Like the ball could go over the net. It's just, I guess, like the way I look doing it. And on one day she made the mistake when I said to her, you're athletic. I said, because, you know, I'm athletic. And she was like, I was like, no. Like, I'm athletic. Like, I'm a good snowboarder. I'm excellent at yoga. Like, sorry, not sorry. I'm amazing rollerblader, roller skater. Like, I'm athletic. Like, we can say whatever we want, but, like, I'm athletic. So anyway, so she's peppering and a woman comes up. She said, can I interrupt you? I said, sure. Cause I thought she was going to say hi. Like, can I get a picture or something? Or, you know, I watched you or whatever. So she goes, no, can I just sit down? I just need like 5 minutes, which I know would have been way more than 5 minutes. Cause I don't think she had a timer on her unless she was going to use the volleyball timer. And Bryn was peppering. So I said, yeah, I don't have 5 minutes. Like, I kind of just wanted to say hi to her, but I think she, I mean, I know that she was sort of a fan and then I felt bad about that, but it wasn't like my time there. It was my Bryn's time. So the other thing I really have decided and I'm certain about is that in between games, when your kid's not playing, like you should get the fuck up and get the fuck out because people need room and like people are feeling uncomfortable and can't sit. Not everyone has a chair and not everyone has Paige's dad to come give them a chair. And so like, it's not, you know, people, someone had a cowbell, a woman had pom-poms, like people take this shit really seriously. And I'm really like, I'm amateur. And what I am realizing now is that this is the age when like sports get really competitive and your kid, this defines them. Like it's about life. This whole experience is life. I was saying to Bryn, like when you're not playing, you're cheering for people that are playing, because I've watched when you're playing that other people are cheering for you and that's the person you want to be. And I know that when you don't get the ball, sometimes it's a bummer or you mess something up. It's a bummer, but you got to shake it off because that's like life. You know, I'll say like years ago, I'd have a talk show and one day it would suck. And you know what? It's a touching story. Get off your ass the next day and do it because you can't live in the last show. There's no time. And it's the same thing with you're on reality television and you said something stupid and you might regret it. Well, that milk is spilled. So you hit that ball and that hit the net, like tough shit. Keep going, you know? Also, I stayed till 3. It's an hour and a half away. I didn't stay until 5 and I had that guilt, like, wait, but everybody else is staying until 5 or 6. And when I did leave, someone was like, oh, you leaving? And I thought to myself, I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I think I left at like 3:30 and I left at 3:30 and got the kids food and like, I'm okay. I don't want to like live in a world where I feel guilty if I'm not at every single one from morning until night. Like that's not the life that I choose to live. And I think that some parents will be like, well, no, I never missed a game. Like, and that's amazing. There's no judgment on that. That is a beautiful thing. That's like being perfect. But I have to be okay with it in my own life to not feel guilty or peer pressure that like, I suck because I didn't stay until the bitter end. So it's all an experience. It's not only a life experience for Bryn, but it's a life experience for me. And it's also clicky. And it's also like there are cool parents and not cool parents. And I am certainly not a cool parent. I'm a dork. And like, I'm not pretending I'm a dork. I'm not cosplaying a dork. I feel awkward. I walk in and I'm like, oh my God, I'm the loser that brought all the kids like the food, the weird like chafing dish of food. And it said no food or drink in here. And then I started to sweat my balls off. And then I saw that everybody had food or drink in there, like for themselves, but also for the kids. And I was like, oh, that's a rule we don't follow. Like, this is not the rule like wearing a COVID mask. Like, this is like a breakable rule. So I don't know. And no one's giving me the rules. And maybe you guys will give me the rules. But it's a fucking jungle in there is what I'm trying to say to you. So what do you think? For anyone who's interested in getting into production or being an actress or a makeup artist on a movie or a lighting or a sound person, I just want to tell you the straight truth. When you see these shows and these movies, these actors, go away for months at a time. It's sometimes freezing. They are getting up at ungodly hours. They are going to bed at ungodly hours. The crew is there before them and after them. And it's not that it's exhausting because you're like, you know, doing hard labor. It's exhausting because you're just sitting around a little lonely, away from your family, and it's a lot of hurry up and wait. And you end up feeling dirty and tired and like you're a stranger in a strange land and you don't really know where you are and you don't like identify with where you are, but you're away from your kids. And I have such a newfound respect for actors, for their memorization and their dedication and what they go through away from their families, and then they have to give it all in the scenes and like really get emotional. And, you know, but the production is another story. Like, I just feel like they really are the unsung heroes. And when some people, but not every person, gets on stage at an award show and thanks them, they beyond deserve it. And like every single person that gets up and accepts an award, whether it's an Academy Award, a Grammy, whatever, like it shouldn't just be like a throwaway the crew. Like there's a guy that cleans out your trailer. Like you just get up at the end of the night and you go home and there's someone who cleans out your entire trailer from like the food you ate and what was in your fridge. And there's a person who, once the entire crew wraps, has to drop you off at home and wait till the last person leaves, which could be at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then they have to drive another hour to go pick up scripts that have been copied and deliver them to each actor for the next day. It is a thankless job. Like, it really, really is. The director just there every minute of the day. I have such a respect. I cannot watch a television show or a movie again in the same way. Anytime I've ever acted in anything, it's been like a day or 2 days. I am astounded by what goes into making a movie, a TV show. I don't even know that I've got the chops. Like, forget the acting chops, the memorization chops, the sit-around chops. Like, you have to find a way to meditate, to read, to adjust, to do meetings in between hair, makeup, wardrobe, and things like that. So shout out to crew members of every production. Unbelievable. And it's hard work. And it makes me have so much more respect for the strike process and why they want to be paid fairly, to be honest. And why they're enraged when someone crosses the picket line. Like, that is a no-no. I get it all now. I've learned a ton. Great, great experience for that alone.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.